Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. From Hoodies to Suits, Innovating Digital Assets for Traditional Finance by Annalise Osborne is a groundbreaking exploration of the intersection between the rapidly evolving world of digital assets and the established realms of traditional finance. Osborne, with her extensive background in finance and a keen eye on technological innovation, offers insightful analysis and predictions on how digital assets are poised to revolutionize investment, banking, and the broader financial ecosystem. The book serves as a bridge, connecting the unconventional, often misunderstood world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology with the formal, regulated sector of finance. Through engaging narratives and detailed research, Osborne demystifies digital assets and lays down a blueprint for their integration into mainstream finance, examining both the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding digital assets. The concept of digital assets encompasses a wide range of virtual valuables, including cryptocurrencies, tokens, digital real estate, and more. Osborne starts by demystifying the notion of digital assets, explaining their inherent characteristics, such as decentralization, blockchain technology, and cryptographic security. She highlights how these features offer unprecedented advantages over traditional financial instruments in terms of transparency, efficiency, and accessibility. Osborne also tackles the common misconceptions surrounding digital assets, offering clarity on their legitimacy, volatility, and the regulatory landscape they operate in. This section lays the foundational knowledge required for traditional investors to begin navigating the digital asset space. Secondly, blockchain technology and finance. At the heart of the digital assets revolution is blockchain technology. Osborne elucidates blockchain's fundamental role in transforming financial operations through its decentralized nature, which eliminates the need for traditional intermediaries like banks and clearinghouses. She dives into the technology's potential to streamline processes, reduce costs, and enhance security and transparency across various financial transactions. The author further explores specific use cases of blockchain in areas such as payments, supply chain management, and smart contracts, illustrating how this technology is not only innovating, but also democratizing access to financial services worldwide. Thirdly, integration challenges. Despite the clear benefits, integrating digital assets into traditional finance is fraught with challenges. Osborne identifies key hurdles such as regulatory uncertainty, lack of standardization, and concerns over security and scalability. She provides a detailed analysis of these issues, reflecting on how they impede widespread adoption and what is being done to address them. The author also discusses the importance of education and advocacy in bridging the knowledge gap between the digital assets community and traditional financial professionals, emphasizing the role of collaboration in overcoming these obstacles. Fourthly, case studies of successful integration. Osborne enriches her narrative with compelling case studies of financial institutions, companies, and governments that have successfully incorporated digital assets into their operations. These examples highlight the diverse applications of digital assets and blockchain technology across different sectors, demonstrating tangible benefits such as increased efficiency, reduced fraud, and opened new revenue streams. She meticulously analyzes each case, revealing the strategies employed, the challenges overcome, and the lessons learned, thus providing valuable blueprints for others looking to embark on similar journeys. Lastly, the future of finance. In the final section of the book, Osborne offers a visionary outlook on the future of finance as shaped by digital assets. She discusses emerging trends such as the rise of decentralized finance, DeFi, the potential for central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, and the ongoing evolution of regulatory frameworks. The author speculates on how these developments will redefine the landscape of global finance, emphasizing the importance of adaptability and innovation. She advocates for a collaborative approach between traditional and digital financial sectors to harness the full potential of these technologies, ensuring a more inclusive, efficient, and secure financial system. In conclusion, from hoodies to suits, Innovating Digital Assets for Traditional Finance is a must-read for financial professionals, investors, policymakers, and anyone interested in the future of finance. Annalise Osborne's insightful analysis bridges the gap between the innovative world of digital assets and the established norms of traditional finance, offering a balanced perspective on the challenges and opportunities ahead. By elucidating complex concepts and highlighting practical case studies, the book equips readers with the knowledge and tools needed to navigate the evolving financial landscape. It underscores the importance of embracing digital innovation while recognizing the value of traditional financial principles, making it an invaluable resource for guiding the financial industry towards a more integrated and innovative future. If you would like to support Annalise Osborne, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.